You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Some years ago, my wife and I were lucky enough to spend an afternoon with storyteller Eddie Lenihan at his home in Ireland. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Eddie told us a story about Tom, a man he knew from County Limerick, who late one night was on his way home from a card game. And as he passed by what was known to be a fairy fort, he was accosted by a little man.
He said he was about as big as a seven-year-old child. And of course, Tom was completely taken aback. And what the hell was this? And the small man says to him, "Any chance," he said, "you'll referee our match?" Our ref never showed up. And there was Tom sort of wondering still, am I seeing things, am I hearing things? And of course, it came into his mind where he was near the fort. And he had often heard about, if they ask you to do something, you better consider it well. And he said, "What match?" And the little man pointed into the field, and there inside in the field, under the moonlight, Tom saw the two groups of men, all togged out in their colours, with their hurleys in their hands, one side and the other, obviously two teams waiting to play, but no referee. And the little man says to him, "Well, will you or won't you?"
So Tom agrees to referee the hurling match.
So they took their positions, and he threw in the ball, and he says, "If I thought that this was going to be some kind of dainty game," he says, "I couldn't have been more wrong, because they attacked each other. That'd be the only word for it," he says. "If you held on to that ball for 2 seconds longer than you should, there'd be five or six of them down and chop you. They'd stamp you into the ground. It was savage," he says. "It was like a fight, like a battle. And the worst of it all," he says, "they were taking no notice of me. I'd whistle them up for a foul. There was no notice." And all he was thinking of, "How am I going to get out of this?"
We'll find out what happened in our next program. And you can hear more of Eddie's stories on his podcast, Tell Me a Story with Eddie Lenihan. Here's wishing a happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.